And welcome in to Sports Club, hashtag don't panic. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome into another great edition. Got some fun stuff we're going to talk about tonight. Obviously, we're going to talk about some of the big stories in the NFL, some of the bigger games. Got some picks later. Tell you how I did on my picks, and a new little wrinkle we're throwing into that called guest picks, where one of you guys made the same picks I did. I didn't tell you who I'm picking. I had mine already written down, to which I got the guest picks from the guests. I will explain who they are later. And we'll compare picks. We'll see. Trust me, we disagree. We don't agree on all of them. But let's start with the obvious. The whole reason why it's called Don't Panic, even though whoever wrote it on the rundown sheet, it is not spelled right. There's no K in that word. But let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons had their opening game against the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. And it didn't go well. It was, it was in blowout territory. 28-12 is your final there. It seemed like Minnesota had a real good run game. It was just super strong. Matt Ryan, he did become the 13th overall leader in passing yards all time. But he didn't look like himself. He was not having the world's best day and making some odd choices. They did get Julio a touchdown. That's a modern miracle. But because they were behind so much, they couldn't establish a run or do any of that kind of stuff. So, when they couldn't balance out like that, it just it didn't work all over. Like I said, they did get a little bit towards the end. They did get the score, but it just wasn't enough. But look, in week one, there was a lot of craziness. Browns fans, I got to throw you in on this too. Don't panic. It's 1 week. Guess what? You got 15 more games. We'll talk about the upcoming Falcons game here in a minute. It is their home opener. But there was a lot of stuff this week that just don't panic. Let's pull some of these up. I'm not going to I'll kind of go game by game at this point. The Packers and the Bears. Two really good defenses, two offenses that scored a combined 13 points. They're both capable of a lot more. So, guys, don't panic. If you're the Bears, it's going to get better. Plus, you're going to score more points than three a game. Packers fans, you got Aaron Rodgers. You have tons and tons of other weapons. You're going to score more points, too. Even though you won, a lot of people were down that, gosh, I don't know what we're going to do because we didn't score a lot of points. Don't be worried about it at all. Not at all. Eagles fans, the fact that you had a lead, blew a lead, and then came back and ended up getting the victory there. Hey, Redskins fans, don't panic. You're not as bad as previously thought. Eagles fans, don't panic. You still won the game. You scored 32 points in the division, and DeSean Jackson looked fantastic. He scored his 31st career touchdown of 50-plus yards, which is second most in NFL history, but you can figure out who's first. Bills and Jets fans, don't panic. This is kind of what your teams are at the moment. You're both building up. You're both trying to do better. And you are going to be better than you are. Dolphins fans, don't panic. You're going to get a real good draft pick next year. Plus, you have draft capital, so if you need it, you can go up and get whoever you want. Whether that's Herbert, whether that's Tua. Honestly, I think you should stick with Darnold. You should probably try to get more help on the offensive line. And Ravens fans, don't panic. You probably won't score 59 points again. But don't panic, because this is not an anomaly. If you guys continue to run the ball, to set up the pass the way you did, look out for the Ravens. Jaguar fans, don't panic. You lost Nick Foles. He's out for the year. He's out with a broken collarbone that was, he just had surgery, I believe, this morning on, and everything's fine. They think he might, could come back. They don't know yet. But Gardner Minshew II came in, and he was not bad at all. I think he was like 22 for 25 passing for like 280 yards and, let's see, stats. There we go. 22 for 25, 275, two touchdowns and interception. AKA Blake Bortles' career game. What else have we got? Sorry, the computer reset here that we were looking at. But, yeah, don't panic, Jaguar fans. Gardner Minshew doesn't look all that bad. And in case it does go south on you, you traded for Josh Dobbs, which is a solid backup, at least, that should get you through the season. Chiefs fans, don't panic. This is probably not the first or last time, or this is probably not the last time, Sammy Watkins will score a career-high 3 receiving touchdowns. Plus, you got a little dinged up across the board there, but you're fine. Titans fans, don't panic. You didn't even have all your players, and you won 43-13 over the Browns. Browns fans, don't panic. The media hyped you up way higher than you actually are, but you're still a solid team. You're still arguably one of the probably top five most talented across the board. Browns fans, don't worry about it. Rams fans, your don't panic moment. The Panthers scored 27 points already. Your defense needs a little bit of work. You're going to be fine. Panther fans, your defense was what was supposed to hold your offense together. Your offense seemed to pick it up this time. And as long as Cam's healthy, as long as he's got Christian McCaffrey, the Panthers are one of those teams that are just, they're just going to hang around long enough to, you know, potentially be a disruptor, maybe grab one of those last playoff spots. Don't panic, Seahawks fans. Clowney and the others will knock the rust off, and it won't be quite as hard to hang with teams like the Bengals. Bengals fans, don't panic. You're not as bad as previously thought either. In fact, Andrew Dalton had a pretty good day. He's still a solid quarterback. It was a career-high 418 yards for him. Andy Dalton is still a good quarterback. Will he be the quarterback of Cincinnati after this year? Honestly, I don't think so. He'll be on a different team. At this point, the Jaguars might grab him. The way it's going with them, not a bad pickup. Charger fans, don't panic. It looks like a couple of the injuries you guys have aren't as bad. Mike Williams' knee may be something to potentially worry about, but you pick up the victory over the Colts, and don't panic. Colts fans, this is your first game after the Andrew Luck era ended. Jacoby Brissett is super solid, and you still have a lot of the other playmakers, so I don't have any problems with the Colts' performance. Don't panic, Buccaneer fans. Jameis will be gone after this year. And don't panic moment for the 49ers. The fact he had three interceptions is really, really good. You'll average about 1 to 1.5 a game. It should be fine. But you pick up the more important victory there. Don't panic, Giants fans. Eli's on his way out. I don't know how soon, but soon. And it's not because he's playing bad. He actually played pretty good. He just has nothing around him, so he's almost set up to fail. And don't panic, Cowboy fans. We did not curse ourselves into thinking we can go 16-0. As long as Prescott stays healthy, I feel real good. This kid really grew on me. And not just because he won. It was how he played. You watch the throws, the plays he makes. I'm starting to turn a little bit on this Dak Prescott guy. Maybe he's a bigger bridge than I think. Yeah, only got a couple more now. Might as well go through them. Don't panic, Lions and Cardinals fans. A tie is not a loss. It's not a win either. Could potentially affect your draft selection process, but that is what it is. You did both score 27 points. For what that's worth. Steeler fans, don't panic. At least you didn't get shut out. And you're not going to play that bad all year long. We all know the Steelers will come around. They always do. Patriot fans, don't panic. Antonio Brown might not actually play for you. And even if he does, he probably won't take that many snaps away from other people. And you guys will just keep rolling. Texans fans, don't panic. You did lose in week one. You lost in dramatic fashion. Shout out GSU alum Will Lutz for the big 58-yard career kick. But Texans, wow. You have a quarterback that made throws and plays that probably made Cam Newton stay up late at night watching film. These are the kind of plays that Cam made early on that he wishes he could still make now. And he probably could. But my goodness, Texans, what you guys, your defense got a little bit of work. But my goodness, your offense is scary. And don't panic, Saints fans. Not every game's going to come down to some crazy, maniacal, last-minute play. Although it's pretty sweet the way this worked out. And it seems like Drew Brees still got something in the tank because he led the charge that got him there. And then lastly, don't panic, Broncos fans. You're going to enjoy your draft pick as well. On top of, you did some things right. At this point, you still need to be looking at a post-Flacco quarterback. But Flacco wasn't bad. As long as he could stay in the pocket. He's the statue quarterback. And then Raider fans, don't panic. It seems that Coach Gruden is actually going to do some good things, and you guys have all bought in. So don't panic. Don't jinx yourself. But you're 1-0 in a division that you absolutely needed it. Speaking of divisions. AFC East, the Bills and the Patriots tied at 1-1 and no losses. 0-1 for both the Dolphins and Jets. In the AFC North, the Ravens are 1-0. The Bengals, Browns, and Steelers are 0-1. The AFC South, the Titans are 1-0. Remember, I picked them. The Texans, Colts, and Jaguars are all 0-1. In the AFC West, the Raiders, Chiefs, and Chargers all with a victory. Denver with the lone loss. NFC East, the Cowboys and Eagles pick up a victory. The Redskins and Giants get the losses because they played those teams. In the NFC North, the Packers and Vikings have a win. The Bears have a loss. And somewhere in between is the Lions, who did neither. In the NFC South, the Saints are the only team in that division with a win. All three Panthers, Falcons, and Buccaneers teams with the loss. Win's a win, loss a loss. Remember, It's not always about winning. It's about not losing sometimes. A lot of people learn from these this week. And then in the NFC West, you have the 49ers, Rams, and Seahawks all with wins. And the Cardinals, well, you didn't lose. That being said, talked about the Falcons. They have the upcoming home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. That is a, I believe, Sunday night football game. Yeah, I was not wrong in that, is it? That is a Sunday night football game, 8:20. That should be a lot of fun. I will break down that game here in a minute because it's obviously one that we is part of the picks. Told you about Nick Foles. Tyreek Hill also hurt his collarbone. It was not a good week for collarbones. He's not going to need surgery, but he could miss, I believe they said, 3 to 5 weeks or 4 to 6 or something like that. Yikes. That offense should be okay, but man, that's a long time to miss. LA Rams, Eric Weddle. At some point, he took a knee to the head, and his helmet kind of cut the side of his head. He was actually gushing blood there for a minute. He was evaluated for concussion. He was all fixed up. Looks like he might actually play this week. So, you know, good for him that he was able to come back like this. Next week, we're going to get into a little bit of some Hawks preview. We will talk about some maybe some Atlanta United. They should be back. They have a game. They have a game next Wednesday, which should be about the time we're doing the show. So, we will talk about that, obviously, against FC Cincinnati. They had a couple weeks break. Actually, they faced the Columbus Crew on Saturday. So, we'll recap that game and preview the FC Cincinnati game and get you all set up for that. Anything else we need to know about? Nope, doesn't look like anything else there. So, let's get to the picks. Last week, Here are the games we had. We had Green Bay at Chicago. I told you to take the Packers. 1-0 on my picks there. Atlanta at Minnesota. I was to take Atlanta. That didn't work out in my favor. 1-1 on the picks there. Pittsburgh and New England. I said take Pittsburgh. That was even worse than the Atlanta pick. It was 1-2. And then what brought me back to 500 in Houston at New Orleans. I said it is hard to beat New Orleans in the Superdome. Take New Orleans. Ended up 2-2 on my picks. Not a bad way to start. Usually I'm 1-3 by now. That's not a bad way to start. Now, like I said, here's what we're going to start doing. If you guys want to be a part of this, just send us a message. Contact us any of the many ways that you can. And let us know. I would like to be a guest picker. And I'll let you know which four games we are picking. If you want to include whatever your favorite team is as one of them, that's fine. I don't care how easy. Like this week, if you're a Patriots fan and you want the Patriots-Dolphins game to be on there because you think it's going to be such a shoe-in to pick one way or the other, hey, we'll include it. That's fine. And I'm not going to necessarily always disagree. I'll just put it that way. But this week's guest picker is a true Falcoholic. He is a diehard red and black in his veins. I talk football with this guy a lot. His name's Eugene Carter. I said diehard Falcons fan, knows everything in the world about the team. Could tell you who the third string long snapper is if you ask. And really has a good understanding of the game. I very much enjoy getting to debate football with him. In all fairness, I did pull a pretty good one on him on Monday. I had a piece of paper that had the Cowboys on the top of one side, and if you twist it around on the other side, it said Falcons. If you held the Cowboys part at the top, it said 1-0. If you held the Falcons part at the top, it said 0-1. Even he thought it was funny. That's about the biggest troll I might do. But Eugene's a super good guy, and he took the time to make some picks, and I will explain his picks and then explain mine. I'll go game by game. First game we are picking is Indianapolis at Tennessee. I think he really bought into my idea that the Titans are going to win that division because he picked Tennessee. I also picked Tennessee. And for the same way, if Mariota continues to look good, this is straight from him, which sounds like something I said, but he said if Mariota continues to play good, they have the resources to combat pretty much everybody and match up well. And I said, I agree. He said, and if he starts to falter, they've got Ryan Tannehill, who has started before and might be better than Mariota. I said, I absolutely agree. It comes down to knowing when to pull the plug. Right now, leave it in there. But we both agreed to take Tennessee at home over Indianapolis. Indy is not a lost cause, but I don't think they can beat Tennessee. Second game. Let's go with the Philadelphia Eagles at Atlanta. Bet you can figure out who he picked. He said Atlanta. Atlanta's going to rebound. The team you saw last week was not the true Atlanta. They were just shell-shocked and not prepared. I agreed with him there. And he says the Atlanta Falcons are going to pick up their first victory. And I said I thought it was interesting because when we had went through the Atlanta schedule before in one of our many debates, I said that you're not beating Philadelphia, so I'll spot you the Minnesota win, which in turn may be the polar opposite of what happens. But I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles, not only because I have them in the Super Bowl, but Atlanta is going to rebound. But Philadelphia is just going to beat them up front. They have the better offensive and defensive lines as long as Carson Wentz is healthy and DeSean Jackson is catching passes. It's going to be really, really hard for Atlanta to rebound this much. We had Seattle at Pittsburgh. He took Seattle because he said Russell Wilson is fantastic. Their defense is young but has a lot of really good pieces. And I brought up to him, I said, Chris Carson's one of the best running backs in the league, and to which he agreed. And he said that he thought Pittsburgh was basically going to do what I said Atlanta was going to do. They're going to rebound some, but not enough to take the victory. I, on the other hand, took Pittsburgh, once again, not because I have them in the Super Bowl, but because I think they're going to rebound. I think they're going to kind of sneak up, and they have the more talented team in Seattle, and I think in the long run in Pittsburgh, they're not going to lose the home opener after that lack of performance they had last week. Last game we had was the Los Angeles Rams are going to host the New Orleans Saints. Eugene decided to take the Rams, not just because, as a Falcons fan, he doesn't like the Saints, because I gave him the option to swap the game, and he said, no, I'll leave it there. So he's taking the Rams. He said their offense looked good. They have a fantastic line up front on both sides of the ball. He said Todd Gurley is good, is still really good. His backup is good. You know, they've got the depth. And overall, he didn't think that New Orleans had as much energy left after the big win on Monday. And I said, fair enough. I'm taking the New Orleans Saints. This is going to be another shootout. It's going to come down to a last possession again. Maybe another Will Lutz kick. Who knows? But the Saints are showing that they are still scrappy and they are still fighters. And I 85% think that they're just going to roll this one as well. So to recap, the only one that we agreed on was Tennessee at home over Indianapolis. I took Philly on the road. He took Atlanta at home. I took Pittsburgh at home. He took Seattle on the road. I took New Orleans on the road. He took the Rams at home. I definitely want to reach out and that I appreciate you making those picks, Eugene. You guys can follow along with us throughout the weekend if you'd like. And like I said, if you'd like to be a guest picker, just reach out to us. We'd love to have any and all people to get you guys more involved with the show. You know, that's one way that I think we can do that. You get to see if you can pick games better than me. I mean, you know, at some point, the way we picked here, somebody's going to hit and somebody's going to miss. Plus, it's fun. And I don't know, maybe once we get some swag going, we'll send some swag out to you guys for doing that. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate everybody tuning in to this week's episode of Sports Club called Hashtag Don't Panic. Because it's only week one. There's so many other opportunities to turn your season around to do many other good things. But I'm Jeremy the Impact Gork. We will see you guys next week. Go Falcons. Go United. Wobble, baby, 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 wobble, ba